Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm.
My
name is Mark. I'm back with Dave.
It's me.
We're pumped up because we're here to talk about a mythical figure in the Oklahoma City Thunder organization.
All hell, Chip England.
Chip England from the San Antonio Spurs. Chip England, now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He bringeth confidence like a Jedi.
Yeah, and if you think about, you know, the three greatest coaches of all time, in college and in the NBA, you can't help but put Coach K in that conversation. You can't help but put Coach Popovich in that conversation. And the reason I bring these guys up is because when Chip played his years, he played his years at Duke, and he graduated with Duke, and he played for Coach K. And then he went on and had a 17-year coaching career with the Spurs later in his career. So it's really important to be able to look at that and say, this young man at the time, the young man, was starting his career. He had the coaching of some of the greatest coaches in the NBA and in college. And that's what's important about Chip.
It is. But there's also elements that when we watch, like the players that he coaches, right, their confidence grows over time. I think you said 2005, he went to the Spurs after being with a couple different NBA teams prior, like the Nuggets and the Pistons, you were saying. But the thing is, when he went to the Spurs, he began working with a number of young players who went on to have really good careers, right?
And great careers.
These mechanics, right, they were incremental improvements over time. And one of the guys, Kawhi Leonard, you know, went from being someone that was known exclusively for being an elite defender to really becoming, you know, one of these 28-point-a-night guys. And that came a lot from his mastery of the mid-range game and his ability to do the things that he needs to do. His shooting mechanics improved over time, and they weren't always extremely clean. They were a little bit clunky. There were issues with them, but he worked through them. And we've seen a lot of progress with the Thunder players. Now, Chip has specifically been tasked, I believe, with working with Josh Giddey. The videos I've seen would at least indicate that. But also, the mechanics he teaches are something that we see the other coaches working with the players. So Chip is working with Josh. The other coaches are working with the other players, and they're doing the same things. Now, what are those things? Those things all come down to repeatable techniques for releasing the ball. His emphasis on release is really important. I saw him talking to some of the Phoenix Suns coaches, right? And he was actually kind of teaching them about some of the things he's teaching the Thunder. It was just a little glimpse, you know, a video, but you could see him explaining the release. And when you see someone teaching that way, it's obvious. And the Suns coaches were listening to him because he's like a Jedi. He understands how the ball should be held, how it should be set, and then how it needs to be released. And he asked players like Giddey, every video I've ever seen of him working with Giddey, that's what they're doing. They're repeating the same process over and over and over again. And when you understand the power of that and you understand what to focus on, what happens is the progress of the players he's been working with starts to really make sense.
Yeah, and understanding the structure of how the Oklahoma City Thunder work within the system of it is you obviously you have Coach D, Coach Mark. He's in charge of your assistant coaches and making sure that they get what they need out there. You've got your defensive coaches, you've got your offensive coaches, you've got your shooting coaches. Each one of them have their own staff. So Chip England has his own staff of shooting coaches that are working with Chet, that are working with Jay Will, that are working with Josh, that are working with everybody, okay? His whole purpose is that they sit down and they work out a plan for each of them so that they can get to that plan and he can go around, work with Josh for a week, work with Chet for a week, and work with these other guys and get them better. And understanding that is really important because Chip can't be in all places at you know, one time, but he can have the people that he trusts working with the guys and teaching them the workout mentality and the methods that he's using, and then keeping an eye on them. If they're not doing what they're told to do, then he gets back over there, and you know, in the small amount of time that we've seen videos, you can see him communicating with the assistant coaches through that time. So for me, it's a structure. It's allowing this team to have the people around them. You know, in the 1990s, when these coaches were, you know, coming around and the specialized coaches were coming around, they didn't have the tools to make them great like they are now. You know, people ask us all the time, how can you say that one coach could come in and change your entire system so quickly, that they could come in and change how your guys are shooting the percentages like this? It's because it's designed that way. the organization in itself is designed to be able to run on its own feet on any of these principles, whether it's shooting, whether it's defense, whether it's offense. It doesn't matter. These coaches are designed to be there to help the guys and understand what their roles are. So when Chip is out there saying, hey, I want you guys working on J.R. Reed's footwork on his release, it's not right. Things are off. Because he's sitting there watching every single moment that he's on the court and every single moment that are in warm-up. So he's writing down notes. He's giving it to the assistant coaches and saying, get this shit done because we need these guys right. And if you look at the way that he the upbringing of Coach K when he was young and Coach Popovich when, you know, in the glory years of Coach Popovich, like he had the ears of the guys. You can see and look it up for photos of Coach Chip and say, you know, I want to see photos of Coach Chip. And you can't go two pictures without seeing one of the greats in there, whether it's Kwai, whether it's, you know, it goes down the list. And it's so powerful because here this man is, and it's like, you know, is he really that good? And he is. He makes that much of a difference. And we're lucky right now that we get to have at least 1 year with him, maybe two, maybe three. I hope we get to have at least until he's in his 70s with him. That means that this team is winning at a high level and we're able to keep these coaches. It's important to keep these coaches. It's important to keep guys like Chip. Or if we can't keep guys like Chip, our coaches in this coaching system understand what they need to do in order to get going on. Like Mark said, he saw it in the Suns game where those guys had connections with Chip, whether they work with him in the offseason, whether they work with him in San Antonio, whatever it is. But they're saying, hey, Chip, we need your help. This is what's happening. I need to know what to do, right? Chip's working it out with them. It would be the same thing for the young guys that are here in the Oklahoma City system that get an opportunity to coach with Chip this year or next year, the year after. Like, it's all about making sure that the system that we're trying to build is repeatable. You know, it's like the shot. If you can repeat that shot over and over and over again, you got a better chance at hitting that shot. If you can repeat that free throw over and over and over again, then you have a better shot, you know, shooting 85, 90% from the free throw line. So Chip is the key to this team continuing its success.
You know, what is the projected lifetime value of having a better shot for a player like Shea?
100 million.
Josh Giddey or
100 million. These guys can make 100 million more dollars just because of a better shot.
Honestly, for Josh Giddey, it could be more than 100 million because you could be talking about him going from not getting a max contract to getting two or three max contracts, you know, from just improving his shot. J-Dub,
right.
Similar fashion. Like these improvements are so critical.
You just said it. Back up right here. You said J-Dub. Let's just imagine J-Dub had the game that he has right now. Just no three-point shot at all. What would his value be on the open market right now?
Yeah, he would still be a borderline max player.
Okay, like, all right. I think so.
Because
add his shot then, and then he's a max player, correct?
Right.
That's my whole point of what it is that like you're looking at a player like Jordan Poole. Yeah, he can go get $140 million because of his offense, but his defense sucks balls. And that's as simple as that can be. Like you cannot be a max player these days without being a two-way player and a high level.
So you're saying it lets Sam Presti do his job even better too.
Oh yeah. Well, think about it. If Sam Presti is going out there and drafting defense, like I believe he is. I mean, look at Chet, defender. Look at Usman Jang, defender. Look at J-Dub, defender. And J-Will, defender. Okay. Jump back a year, right? I think Josh Giddey's defense was superb in the NBL, right? Trey Mann's defense was okay. You know, and then we got Wiggins and J.R. Reed, defenders. Like he is picking defenders and allowing them to come into the system because they're like, okay, they have flashes of great offense. Okay, that's great. You know, like getting these guys out there, it's no coincidence that J-Dub is going out there and doing what veterans do on defense. Now, listen, he's doing what the top 5% of the NBA is doing right now on defense. I mean, it's so superb, it's so elite that you got to stop and say, okay, if his defense is in the top 5%, and all he's got to do is add his shot and add, you know, this and that Chip can help him with. You know, like we're talking about a player that could be a top 10 player in a couple of years because of the work with Chip. You know, if this wasn't right. The shot and he didn't have that ability, then getting to the free throw line and being an 85% free throw shooter, then we'd be talking about him being like 3 or 4 years down the road. But we're talking 2 years down the road, him being a top five or top 10 player because of it.
Right.
It takes you from here to here. If you think about Kwai, he's another person that we would like to talk about in that position. He came into the league like right here, right?
Right.
A couple years with Coach Kelly, and I mean, he's already top 10. I mean, that's how we can take this. That's how I take J-Dub, and I'm like, okay, that's how I take Usman Jang, right? That's how I take Josh Giddey. I can take them and say, if Chip has a few more years with them, their shots are going to be 40% shoot on three-point shots, and then they're going to be shooting 75 to 90% from the free throw line. And those stats are just staggering if we're being able to do that consistently with all the our top four or five players.
Right, and deeper down the roster. And, bro, like, you got to elevate the element of shooting in our team, right? But also understand that we're kind of oversimplifying it, but it needs to be oversimplified, right? Like, we've seen some shooting coaches that are known for technique that they try to teach players.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't do that. Each one of his players has their own technique. He doesn't come in and say, you have to do it my way. He teaches them how to repeat the process of the release, you know, in the most comfortable setting so they can be prepared for game settings. It's really not that much more complicated than that, other than just to say he has an unnatural ability to stay focused on that.
Yeah.
And that might have to do with playing for a military academy coach in college and then coaching for a military academy coach in the NBA for so long. Like, it's very regimented, but it's also very free. So there's not like this extreme, like, you have to do it my way. It's just, we're going to make you comfortable doing it your way. And it leads me to really think that a lot of these players just haven't been working on the right mechanics, the right repeatable processes, and they've kind of been left to figure it out themselves. This might be a new era of Thunder basketball that includes really high-level shot making.
Yeah, and if you think about when Sam Presti came onto the scene in San Antonio, it's about the same time that Chip came on the scene. It's no coincidence that these guys have been probably staying in touch the last 17 years and understanding that one day that he was going to be able to take Chip when he needed him again, you know? And Sam needed Chip. I mean, we're focusing on Chip for good reason, right? We're focusing on Arthur the Third, right? And for good reason, guys. But the reality is that the whole assistant coaching staff is elite. Coach Dave Bliss, Coach Cameron Woods, I could go down, guys. They're all so elite. If you look at the way we're developing on defense, you look at the way we're developing on offense, you're looking at our big guys, the way they're developing. I mean, these are all tipping the hats to our assistant coaches, guys. It's across the board. It's because Sam Presti has built this organization properly, guys, from the ground up. When you put the right coaches and staff in the system, you put the right assistant coaches, you put the right shooting coaches, you put the right GMs and assistant GMs in the organization, you're going to fucking dominate the NBA. And that's why this team is going to dominate the NBA in the years to come.
That's it, baby.